This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through May 16, 2018. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Venus, the brightest planet, is the brilliant object low in the west-northwest sky from the start of evening twilight until it sets at about 10 o'clock p.m. Because it is currently located on the far side of its orbit from us, beyond the Sun, the daytime side of Venus is mostly turned towards us, so it currently displays a gibbous phase through a telescope. Jupiter, the second brightest planet, appears over the east-southeast horizon at sunset, and it remains visible nearly all night long. The giant planet, now within the imaginary boundaries of the constellation Libra the Scales, is highest in the sky at about 12:30 a.m., and it sets in the west-southwest about 5 hours later. Jupiter's Galilean satellites, the four largest of its many moons, can be seen through binoculars. A more powerful telescope can show the details of Jupiter's atmosphere. Jupiter's most distinctive marking, the oval storm known as the Great Red Spot, will be visible through West Coast telescopes at 10 o'clock p.m. on the 9th, 12th, and 14th. By 1 o'clock a.m., the bright planets Saturn and Mars are both visible above the horizon in the southeast. Both of these planets are near the meridian in the south at dawn. Saturn is above the east side of the stellar teapot figure of the constellation Sagittarius the Archer and to the right of orange-hued Mars. Its beautiful system of rings is exciting to see with nearly any telescope having a magnification of 20 or more. Mars, which moves from Sagittarius to the adjacent constellation Capricornus the Sea Goat on the 14th, is a more difficult telescopic target. It is, nevertheless, a rewarding object through telescopes of 6 inches diameter or greater. When carefully scrutinized, Mars reveals a butterscotch-colored disk marked with white polar caps and patches of clouds and semi-permanent gray markings mostly made by outcrops of dark rocks that are seasonally scoured of the pervasive amber dust by Martian winds. Mars will appear to double in size between now and the end of July when it comes nearly as close as it ever does to Earth. The waning moon is in the early morning sky until the 13th. It is new on the 15th, and it will return to visibility as a waxing crescent starting on the 16th when, for a short time after sunset, it appears below Venus. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other interesting celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, May 19th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.